financial literacy, and the human condition. Welcome to Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Raham.
All our original clients have access to us, as they always have, and more. And as we're bringing groups on board, employers, we're offering them real financial wellness, not some bank of calculators and not some referral to an advisor only when someone has a problem. Mm-hmm. We meet people where they are in their financial path.
Journey, yeah.
And yeah, in their journey, and help them improve their relationship with money. Hi, it's Francis. I just wanted to take a minute to thank you for watching this video. If you're catching us on YouTube, please help us help others by clicking like, subscribe, and all notifications so you don't miss any videos. And check back for the next video. I think you're going to love it. Thanks again. For more information, you can visit us at hugyourmoney.com.
Welcome to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Raham. Hi.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
I am doing well. And today we're talking about companies.
We're talking about companies and growth. A little bit self-serving that we are growing here at Hug Your Money. Mm-hmm. But with the real point about the fact that it doesn't matter how big you grow, it matters how you grow.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you have a company that's like Hug Your Money is to me, right? It was my baby. I invented this thing, right?
Right.
And it's been through many iterations. You know, we started off as Power Down Debt all those many years ago, mm-hmm. what, in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And now, many years later, I don't know what it's been, 5 or 6 years now, we rebranded to encompass everything under one umbrella as Hug Your Money, just to be very broad.
Mm-hmm.
So
it kind of covers everything.
It kind of covers everything, yeah. So with this growth, and you know, we're going to talk about how companies do this well and how they don't. You'll hear me rant probably about some of my least favorite companies that, you know, you just can't find help for anymore. You can't get any customer service anymore.
Yeah, I think that's what scares us about companies growing is like, okay, right now it feels very personal, but what's it going to turn into?
That's right. That's right. And particularly in finance, right? Mm-hmm. Finance is very personal. It's very emotional. It's tied to our dignity and the confidence we have in our daily lives, right? I don't mean to overstate that, but if you just take a second and think about how you feel about your life, most often, if you're honest with yourself, you will find that there's some sort of a link between what's going on for you financially and how you feel about yourself. So here's what I mean. You know, I can remember when I had to file that bankruptcy when I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you it would not have mattered how secure I felt in my own skin.
Right.
Filing that bankruptcy made me feel awful.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I just felt like a loser. And no matter how many professionals told me, oh, it's the right thing to do, you got to do it,
mm-hmm.
it didn't matter. You know, this stuff is ingrained in us. So the point I'm trying to make here is that
mm-hmm.
we have taken very seriously the fact that we're in finance and that that is such a personal connection for people. And that if we do it well, it has great and lasting effects on someone's life,
mm-hmm.
right? Even if they're going through a divorce or something awful, being able to manage their money properly during that time alleviates stress in a way that most other industries can't offer.
Right.
So now you know this background of Hug Your Money is my little baby, and mm-hmm. you know I filed a bankruptcy, and I know what it feels like to feel terrible about money, and I know what it feels like to feel good about money, and I know what it feels like to help people get there, to feel
yeah.
the best they can about their relationship with money. So
just to
open the doors here and give you a little peek behind the scenes of a company like mine, what happens when you want to grow? You try different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I was adamant about is I would not give up the personal connection, okay? If you're going to talk to somebody or use a system that has to do with your finances, you mm-hmm. deserve to have the input of someone who cares. Okay.
Right. And you want to know someone's there if something goes wrong too.
Yeah, that's right. You have a financial crisis. You have a major problem. You just need to talk
right.
to somebody. You can get to a human, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, as a company, that poses quite a problem.
Yeah, there's only one of you.
There's only one of me. Now, I admittedly have tried in the past to expand my employee base and train them to do what I do, which everybody is enthusiastic about initially. Most of my people came from the banking industry, and some were very, very good, but they're few and far between. And in order to grow, I did not want to just hire people willy-nilly and say, here's what you do. When they ask this, you tell them that, and you punt them to the next level, and you put them on hold for 3 to 5 minutes, and you listen to a phone tree, and then you get disconnected.
Yeah.
And you call back in, and you get somebody else who has to verify you. Oh, my goodness. Do you go through this?
I go through this all the time, and that is the fear when you hear that someone's growing. Like, yes, you're happy they're expanding, but yeah, having to deal with that, you get nervous about it because that's usually what happens. Yeah, you start to get bigger, and then I'll never talk to you again.
I hate to say this, but I'm not happy that they're expanding. When I see a small family business growing too big, I'm thinking, oh, just like you, I'm never going to be able to get service again.
Right.
So
or it's
here's
going to become kind of homogenized. You know what I mean? Like the corporate, like it loses its soul a little bit.
That's right. That's right. And if our name tells you anything, Hug Your Money, it should tell you that I am emotionally vested in this business.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I needed to be able to grow. Now, a typical financial advisor can handle about 100 to 150 clients.
Okay.
I currently am managing 3,000 and growing like crazy. Okay.
Wow.
3,000. Yeah.
Are
So,
you sleeping?
Because I'm sleeping because we have built the personal heart into the platform. Okay. And I'm just going to tell you what we're doing here. And that's going to give you some idea of how we're doing this.
Okay.
So the very first thing when we talked about how are we going to grow to the next level, are we going to grow to the next level? Because I didn't have to do it, right?
Yeah.
The battle for me personally was, how can I help as many people as possible with finance? How can I make it as affordable as possible? Because I know what this did for me, and I know what it's done for this 3,000 plus people. And I think everybody should have access to this. It completely makes me, I'll say irritated. Okay. It completely drives me nuts when I see people trying to be better with their money and not even being able to have the discussion about what they do with their debt or what they do with their budget. It's all investment, investment, investment. Investments are great, but they will do so much more for you if your debt is in check, if you have a handle on your budget, then your investments can really soar. So after I answered the question, okay, yes, I feel the need to grow in a way that will help more people, my next major concern is, what do I do with all the people I have now? I'm not willing to give them less in order for us to grow.
Yeah.
Instead, what I wanted to do was give them more. And so, you know, welcome to the age of technology, right? We have been able to do that. Now, we've been able to give them more by making, essentially, by making me available personally 24/7. Now,
and how are you doing
I
that?
can't, you know,
Yeah,
I can't
exactly.
do that, right? So we created a concierge, not a chat bot, not an AI robot. Okay, let me be very clear about this. Yes, she is based in AI. She has AI capabilities. She's conversational, all of that. But she is sealed off from the outside world. Okay, we worked with an MIT Caltech graduate to do this. She's sealed off from the outside world. And she is trained specifically on Hug Your Money. If you ask her a question such as, is it better for me to buy or lease a car? Now, if you ask that out there of a search engine, you'll get the rote answer, whether you should buy or lease. If you ask it inside our system as a client, you will get the answer that I would have given you personally, because she's trained on my stuff, that I would give you as it pertains to your case in our platform. It is truly like getting an answer from me 24/7. I am so impressed with the people that helped me with this. I can't tell you. So she's warm and fuzzy. She's a lot like me. She will give you tough love if she thinks you need it.
Oh, wow. Does she have a name?
Dr. Finwell. short for
love it.
financial wellness. She is absolutely a she to us. And everyone in our team that has worked with her refers to her as just that, her. She is definitely not an it. Okay. Now, there's some really, really cool things about Dr. Finwell. The first is that if you're talking to her and you're asking questions, and you might ask the same question two or three times, trying to rephrase it, maybe get a little different answer. If she senses your frustration, or if she can't answer your question because she's still learning, right? Like everybody, she's just like me, we're all still learning. If she senses that, she asks you, do you need to talk to a human? How about that? And she gets you to us. Yes, here's how to get to a human. Okay. So you're not stuck in tech land without the support you need. Dr. Finwell will not only give you the answer that you deserve, she will then give you one to five videos that I've done personally with me yammering away at you like I am now
Oh, that's
that
great.
pertain to your question.
That topic.
Yeah, you might want to check this out also. And she gives very detailed answers. So we're very happy about her. She's not the only thing we've done to be able to grow this. But Dr. Finwell being available 24/7 allows me personally to feel good about growing this business.
And what's nice about it too is a lot of times it might just be a quick question, like a general question, but you really need an answer. And since she's got all the information that you would have given, it's kind of gone back and researched all the stuff that you've done, you can ask something. Or the other thing that we talk about a lot too is not everybody's on the same hours. I know that I come in the morning at, 4 in the morning. So at, 2 in the morning, somebody might be up because they're working and they want to get an answer. And that's obviously not when you're going to answer your phone. So to have this available all the time, and also it be closed off, because I know I've used ChatGPT before and you get the wrong facts, but this is actually stuff that you've said or taught it, correct?
I like the wrong facts because that was perfect. That is what you get. So I work with AI a lot. I would consider myself a power user at this point, by other people's estimations and comments. What I will tell you, we could talk about AI forever. I do think AI is scary. People would say, well, you use it all the time. Why do you think it's scary? I think it's scary because if you don't know what the answer is supposed to be, you don't know if they're wrong. And I had this happen personally, right? I thought, oh, I'll go ask ChatGPT how to fix my lawnmower. And I was sending it images of the part. I put my finger on the part. I circled it in yellow. Are you sure this is it? Oh, absolutely. For like a day, this thing had me going around oiling things every 20 minutes, moving levers. The next day, my landscape guy shows up. He knows. He says, what are you doing? I said, I'm oiling this part, trying to get this. Why are you oiling that part? He said, that's not what does it. He crawls under there, and in 20 seconds, he's like,
Get
look,
it fixed.
move this thing upside down, you're all set.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't know it was wrong, and so I trusted it. And that's what I worry about with AI. And that is in large part why we sealed her off, why she's trained on my system. Now, our system is very intricate
Specific.
and specific, yeah, and it's layered. So how do we do that? Well, as you know, because I've been talking your ear off for years now, I've been doing this for a very long time, and we have record of everything I've said for a very, very long time. So we did this to be able to take groups on board, and we'll talk more about that, I'm sure, but
Let's talk more about that in the second half. I'm going to talk more about Mrs. Finwell too, because it was really cool and I did get to play around with it. So, first, I want to get your phone number though.
sure, it's 413-773-3333.
And you can also go to hugyourmoney.com. We'll be back with part two of Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram, and Dr. Finwell coming up next.
Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor is underwritten by Franklin County Technical School. We build futures. Visit fcts.us or call 413-863-9561.
Welcome back to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram. Hi.
Hey, Jess. So, I just hinted before the break that we were talking about growing into being available for groups. And what I mean by that is financial wellness as a benefit, maybe through your employer, through your school, through an organization, some sort of group where, there's a number of people that could benefit from this. Now, that can be picked up either by the employer or the company paying for it, or by the employees paying for it, or by a blend. But because we were able to grow into the group model, we are able to keep this really affordable for people. So, I just wanted to talk a little bit about what that financial wellness can mean and how companies have grown badly and how companies have grown well. So, some quick examples of how which companies maybe have grown well. We were talking about Patagonia off the air a little bit. Patagonia scaled without losing its fairness or service. Costco, which has become huge, and again, we're not trying to be Costco, but they kept their reputation for fairness and service. And I like the example of Market Basket because Market Basket's CEO had one mantra, and it was a human waiting on a human.
Which is nice.
Yeah, really nice. Now, they grew from like 3 billion to 4 billion under his leadership. Now, once you're talking about billions, maybe that doesn't sound like much, but it's still, a third growth, right? That's a lot of growth. And they went from this little family-run store to a regional powerhouse. Okay. That's how you grow well. And that's the kind of path that we've taken here at Hug Your Money. How do we provide not just similar service, but improved service while we grow and while we make that available to groups? And in order to do that, we had to have some way to spin it up. And that's what we've done. So I told you I was going to rant about some companies I didn't love very much. I should put Facebook at the top of this. My gosh, I have a friend who's locked out of Facebook. He cannot get back in.
Oh,
He can't.
same.
Really? He
Well,
cannot
for
get
my
back in.
company one, yeah, like I got logged out of like the company computer because it says I don't have two-factor authorization. I
That's
never
right.
set that up for the, and you can't, there's no customer service. You can't call anybody. You can send in like a video. They just keep denying it for me. And that's
Yeah,
it. There's nowhere
that's
else to
right.
go.
That's absolutely right. I mean, I sat with him the other night and said, just set up a new page. He's got a flip phone. He never set up two-factor authentication. We got to the point where it said that they would send an email to his old Verizon address. He hasn't had a Verizon email for 20 years. I went to Verizon and had them send a notice to his house. We don't even know if he's going to get that because he's moved.
They make it
So
impossible. Impossible.
impossible. Absolutely. And another one like that are cable companies.
Oh,
Try and get
awful.
help from your cable company. They're just these enormous giants. Airlines, boy, they grew well, huh? Boy.
Terrible. Terrible. I just flew this weekend and terrible. Just bad, bad. The other thing, I don't know if you saw it up, there was an article on Target this week about how the CEO is now requiring employees to smile. So apparently that's how bad it's in the store that he's got to send out an email requiring they smile at customers because they just weren't smiling at people anymore.
Oh, I'm sure that works. I mean, can you imagine walking into a store and somebody's standing there grinning, with a plastered smile on their face? You're going to know. I mean, talk about really feeling uncomfortable in your job. Not only are you being watched
But you're
and
being forced to
criticized,
smile.
but now you're being watched about whether you're smiling or not.
On the
Oh, my
opposite end of
goodness.
that, though, I've gone in many times where they don't even make eye contact with you when you're checking out, and it bugs me so much. And yeah, if I could avoid shopping at that store, I'll go somewhere else. I'll give you an example. Dunkin' in the morning. The reason why I keep going there in the morning, honestly, even days I don't need a coffee, is they remember me and they have my coffee ready for me. Like when I pull up, they see the car and they know, and they're like, medium iced coffee, cream and 3 equals. I'll give them a 5 instead of 341 because I'm so happy they remembered me.
It's
That's doing
called,
it well.
yeah, exactly. And that would be my point about the Target thing. Now, I don't know the CEO. I haven't spoken to them about this, but I would say you don't come in and force people to smile. You make them happier. You teach them about how to have conversations, what the value is in making your day go by faster when you have a little chit chat with somebody, or what pride you can take in your job and how that makes you feel better, how you might climb the ladder if you're treating your customers well. Things that matter to people, being forced to smile, my gosh, that's horrible.
I do love, though, when you're talking about growth for Hug Your Money, that you spend a lot of time thinking about this and how to grow well and examples of like what didn't work and what will work for you.
At the root of it all, there's one thing that I've heard from people over and over again. And when I started talking to people close to me and to my clients about, how would you feel if we grew, right? And so I'm asking people, how would you feel if we grew? And everybody told me the same kinds of things. You know, the nice thing about Hug Your Money and the nice thing about you is you never made me feel like a number. I could always get in touch with you. When I sent an email, someone answered. If they didn't answer by email or if I didn't respond, they followed up with me a week or two later and said, "We didn't hear from you. Are you okay?" Well, we can do all of that now with a small team because of the technology we're able to put in place, but it has to be human. It has to be human. I don't know how else to explain it. I would not have done this without the help of that Caltech MIT graduate because he made it possible for me to make Dr. Finwell human. You know?
And Dr. Finwell, that's completely confidential. If people want to talk to them,
Oh,
they're not,
yeah.
it's, yeah, so that's great too.
You know, you bring up a really important point because, you know, thank you for bringing that up, Jess. It's a thing that I couldn't test out. I didn't have any idea whether people initially, whether people would enjoy not talking to me. Okay. Because, you know, it can be very scary to have to dial up the person and talk to them, talk to a complete stranger about your money. It can be very scary. And a lot of people don't want to hear what you have to say, or they're not ready to hear it, or they don't like the way you said it,
Or
or
they
they
want to
just,
digest it privately. You know what I mean? Like when it's, you don't have to have an automatic response to Dr. Fidwell, where if you're on a call with someone, you do.
And you want to be able to ask the same questions over and over if you want to and not
Without
feel
feeling dumb.
stupid. Right, exactly. So it's funny because Dr. Finwell brings that to the table. You can always still get to us, right? We didn't become unavailable. We became more available. And this is what freed us up to do that. And so it's really interesting because what I'm hearing back from clients are things when I go and I do a webinar or something like that, and I'll hear back from them. You know, it was really cool. Like it was 2 a.m. and I was having a panic attack. Because that's what happened. I mean, I remember many, many sleepless nights when I was worried about money substantially. I mean, oh my goodness, your brain just keeps trying to solve it. And it's a problem you can't solve if you don't have the skills to solve it. And coming clean to some stranger is not necessarily going to feel great to you. Now, some people need that. Some people are, yes, I need this one-on-one help. That's what I need, you know. But for
But I
most
know a lot of people
people,
that aren't comfortable talking about money. So you're right. This is a way to be able to get the same advice you would give and not have to worry if it's something that you consider an embarrassing question or something you feel dumb asking. You're still getting your advice, but not having to, be the face to face
that's right.
or phone to phone.
Absolutely. And the interesting part about it is it's totally conversational with her. So you will ask something. In case you've never seen this in action yet, you'll know when you see Dr. Finwell, you're not going to be talking to a chatbot. You'll ask her something and she'll answer. And you might say, "Well, I don't quite understand that." Or, "But what if I did this?" Or, "I heard somewhere I could do that. What do you think about this?" And she'll come back. And if she doesn't understand what you said, clearly she's trained to say, to not give you lousy answers. What was it you said? Wrong facts or something like
Yeah, wrong
that.
facts.
She's trained to say things like, "I'm sorry, but I'm still learning and I didn't quite understand what you said. Can I help you rephrase the question?" Or she'll come back and say, "Here's what I think you're asking. Am I right? Can you clarify for me so I can help you more? Oh, here's a couple of videos. You might want to go watch these and come back with more questions. Oh, you still need help? That's okay. Let's get you to a human." You know, now when I say that, it sounds like a chatbot. It sounds like the kinds of things you've seen in other AI robots, right? But I'm just going to tell you, if you're anything like me, your mind will be blown at how good she is. It's really astonishing.
It's
But
very
she,
personal,
it's very personal. But to be very clear about this, our system is not AI. I recently we brought a new group on board, and it's a school, which is lovely with adult students. And I just love that we could help an entire, you know, cohort of students become financially well by doing this, right? And somebody asked me, "So the system is AI, right?" And I was like, "Nope, time out, time out. This system was around, was patented, was being used by thousands of people way before AI was being used. The only thing we're doing with AI It doesn't touch our software. It doesn't touch our system. The only thing we're doing is making me available, making my answers available to you, making the Hug Your Money system available to you in a way that improves the service you were already getting.
Yeah.
That's it. She's,
And
yeah.
when I say wrong facts for like ChatGPT, what I mean is they present it as facts and they're wrong.
Yeah.
So it's not like this is my opinion. Like with Dr. Finwell, you're getting what you would actually say. And as you said, she's gone through like 17 years worth of videos and
Yeah.
conversations and so it's not just, I know a lot of times when I do like an insurance company or something, a bigger one, they have the automatic responses to like the 10 most popular questions that would get asked. And
Sure.
that's what you're going to get back. But this, she gets really specific to their specific issue.
She does. I mean, there's no doubt that some of these chatbots are helpful and they're getting better. But I, you know, the way we've grown to the level we've grown to already is based on privacy, trust, and a unique viewpoint, right? Some knowledge that nobody else has. That's how we ended up with a patent, okay? So I'm not willing to risk that in order to grow into some, as you put it, homogenized platform, right? So in order for that to work, it has to still be private, and it has to still be trustworthy. And one wrong answer is enough to break that trust, which is why you might find her saying, I don't have an answer to that yet. Or, you know, I think you're asking me this. Can you clarify? But she will not give you a bogus answer. Well, I say she will not. She hasn't yet,
She
that
hasn't
we
yet.
know of, given us a bogus answer on anything. And that's why we said if she can't answer it or if she's not sure, send her to a human. Send you to a human, because a human is what you need at that point. But, you know, I mean, we've been running this for a while now, and geez, almost nothing ends up coming to us like it can't be answered. I mean, it's really miraculous. And sometimes we'll get something. Somebody asked me a question the other day that I don't think I'd ever done a video on. And I thought, I need to do the video and
Video
I
on
need
it,
to
yeah.
train Dr. Finwell.
Well, I
You
love that
know?
you're expanding, but you're also doing it without losing the personal touch and really what makes it so special.
Well, I mean, that's the idea. I've spent my entire career helping people see their finances clearly, without shame, without pressure, without gimmicks. So when I talk about Dr. Finwell, she's definitely not a gimmick. She's just a way to get you stellar customer service when I'm not available, or when the Hug team is not available. And so as it grows, as Hug Your Money grows, I just want to be crystal clear about something, that we are not becoming a faceless system, right? We're scaling the right way. All our original clients have access to us, as they always have, and more. And as we're bringing groups on board, employers, we're offering them real financial wellness, not some bank of calculators and not some referral to an advisor only when someone has a problem. We meet people where they are in their financial path,
Journey,
and yeah, in their journey, and help them improve their relationship with money. But
Well,
now
I
we're
love
doing it
this
for
is,
groups.
yeah, it's really exciting. And I think people will have fun just checking out Dr. Finwell. And can they see her on hugyourmoney.com?
Certainly for clients who are logged in, once you enroll, you've got access to Dr. Finwell and the
That's
rest
so
of our
cool.
Hug
All
team.
right.
Yes.
Phone number. Want to get the phone number?
Sure. I just want to remind people, we are still taking individuals, of course. Even if you are a member of a group, you're still an individual, and that's how we built this business. So
So
individuals
don't be
and
worried. It's
groups.
got to be a
Yeah,
bigger group now. It still
individuals
can be.
and groups, right? One is one at a time, or groups. 413-773-3333.
And hug your money as always. We'll be back next week with another edition of Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Fran. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jess. Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor is underwritten by Hug Your Money. Hug Your Money, where financial wellness gets personal. Will you help us spread the word about financial fitness? Please like, subscribe, and choose all. Thank you.